Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens. On this episode of Nostalgia Stories, WGN sister station Antenna TV spoke with Mike Love. Listen as we chat with Mike about the Beach Boys on this episode of Antenna TV's Nostalgia Stories. How did you get interested in music?
Music has been a family tradition going back a couple of generations. My grandmother wanted to be a concert pianist, but she had nine children, eight that lived in maturity, one of them being my mom, and another being my Uncle Murray, so my mom, Emily Glee Wilson, and Murray Gage Wilson, were brother and sister. Now, Murray and Aunt Audrey had three sons, Brian, Dennis, and Carl Wilson. Brian Wilson and I are about a year apart, and I'm the elder one. Anyway, we grew up in a household, both households, tons of music. In fact, I grew up in a house with a grand piano, an organ, and a harp. I have two sisters that play the harp, one that played on our song Catch a Wave, another song was In My Room. My sister Maureen has been a professional harpist for a lifetime. So my mom would get us up to go to school by playing her opera music. And she sang light opera in school, and my uncle sang on the radio. That was a big deal back in the 30s and the 40s, right? And so there was nothing but music. I mean, that was like the glue that held them together. When they came from Kansas, my mom and her siblings, they were so, I guess they were so poor is what it was, is they camped on the beach in Southern California, which I find ironic in that a couple decades later, a generation later, you know, we were singing about that very same environment and became, you know, our sound reached around the world. But it was all because of the harmonies. That was the true love of music, was the getting together and harmonizing together, and that distinguished the Beach Boys sound from many others.
What are your musical influences?
Well, we loved R&B, we loved doo-wop, we loved the Everly Brothers, we loved Chuck Berry, and we loved the Four Freshmen and church music. So there was a complete, you know, bouquet of different sounds that we blended together with the way we sounded. But those were were some of the major influences, yes.
How'd you come up with the band name?
Surfers back in the day were a t-shirt and a woolen shirt, a Pendleton Mills shirt. And so we didn't know what to call ourselves. We called ourselves the Pendletones. Yes. But then when our first record was printed, it came out as on Candix Records, which existed only for a few months, and a record promoter back in the day, his name was Russ Regan. He became very successful later on in his career, but he was a record promoter. He says, well, it's the song of surfing. Why not the Beach Boys? And so that stuck.
What's it like coming from a big family?
It was like an icebreaker. You know, I don't like being the first. It was tough. My mom was so overprotective. She didn't want me to join the Boy Scouts because I might fall off a cliff, you know, that kind of thing. She was very paranoid, but she was very conscientious as well. And she had us take art lessons and music lessons, and she was great about doing parties where it was all, the whole thing was about music. I mean, food, of course, and Thanksgiving and Christmas, but we would go around the neighborhood singing Christmas carols, literally. Bunches of extended family, and so, you know, it's been a very special life full of music, and so I'm very thankful to my mom and my dad for providing the support for it all.
So what is your songwriting process?
It's all different. It's kind of like children have different personalities, so do songs, and there's different tempos, different moods, different time and place, and what whatever you're trying to communicate. So, in the case of Good Vibrations, it was kind of 66, and it was the flower power and peace and love and all that kind of stuff. So I envisioned a girl who was into all that good stuff. And I wrote the words based on that. And we've been around the world a couple of times. In 1965, I wrote the words to California girls. Well, East Coast girls are hip, Southern girls the way they talk, Midwest farmers' daughters, Northern girls the way they kiss, keep their boyfriends warm at night, you know, that kind of thing. So it was like a travelogue musically. And of course, Surfing Safari and Surfing USA, they were all about, you know, where we grew up in Southern California, just a few miles from the beach. It was, you know, how do you get to the beach? In a car in Southern California. You don't take an L or a subway, you take a car. And so we love the cars, you know. The 409, my cousin Dennis literally had a 409, and we've all had Corvettes over the years. So that gave us the wherewithal and the subject matter that fueled our first several songs.
How did you get involved with yoga and meditation?
I thought, well, there's some great religions and great tenets of belief and stuff like that, but the human beings can't live up to them. I was a copious reader back in my high school days through the early days of her career. Maharishi allows the person to transcend or go beyond thinking, go to the source of thought and contact that inner source, which is within all of us. It gives you a deeper relaxation and expanded awareness or consciousness so that we can create our way out of things. And Maharishi actually has a formula for world peace. And that really was attractive to me. Yes, I do. And I meditate every day a lot. I have to, because that gives me the energy and clarity and ability to transcend and gain a more... it's very relaxing when you do TM, because you go to this, your mind goes to this deeper and deeper level, and then because the mind's going to this deeper level of experience, the body, your metabolism, your breath rate actually goes down to the level twice as deep as sleep. So it's profoundly relaxing. But the relaxation, that deep rest, gives you more energy, clarity for what you have to do. Or what you like to do. And I like music, and I like performing. I like seeing the effect of multiple generations, little children and great-grandparents and everybody in between. So that's just something I do. And I'm very thankful for being able to do that all these years, for more than 51 years now.
What's your favorite song that you created?
You know, there are songs that were our favorites that weren't necessarily hits. Like The Warmth of the Sun is a beautiful ballad that was written. We were awakened the morning after Brian and I wrote it together. We were awakened that next morning to the news that President Kennedy had been taken to the hospital in Dallas. So that was November of 63. And that's a beautiful song. I love that song. Beautiful harmonies, and it's about you were in love, but they don't feel the same way anymore. So it's not happening anymore. But still, you have the memory of having that euphoria of being in love, and that's the warmth of the sun. So that's a favorite. But you know, you can't say that California Girls is a favorite. You can't say that Good Vibrations isn't a favorite. And Kokomo was our biggest selling single, and I had a hand in writing that as well. I came up with Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I want to take it, that part. And so, you know, they're all favorites. I mean, there's so many favorites, and they're all fantastic to be able to sing them and for people to still appreciate them all these years later.
Why do you think your music transcends generations?
Harmony and the love of singing harmony. So the vibration, the good vibration of it all, is when we got together, it wasn't about making money. It wasn't about being famous. None of that applied. It was just the family tradition and love of music, and in particular harmonies. And there's something warm and wonderful about harmonies if they're done with beautiful blend and focus on. You actually sublimate, I guess, your individuality in favor of making the overall sound. And that's what, you know, pure harmony is all about. We learned a lot of that from the Four Freshmen, four-part harmonies, which distinguishes the Beach Boys music from many other groups, which are great. But we'll do a song on our show called Their Hearts Were Full of Spring. And it's a cappella, just four voices, four parts. And the parts are moving all over the place. It's really challenging to learn, but I learned it maybe 60 years ago, and we can still retain it. And so it is the harmony, I think. There's also the beat and the subject matter. That also matters too. But at the core, I think it's the harmony, which is born of love of getting together. So it's born out of love. When I write lyrics, I'm trying to think, not only should it appeal today, but how about, you know, various generations? Like on in Kokomo, John Phillips of the Mamas and Papas had the melody of the verse. It went, off the Florida Keys, there's a place we used to go. No, there's a place called Kokomo. That's where we used to go to get away from it all. I said, hold on. That sounds like some old guy lamenting his misspent youth or something. I changed one thing in that first verse. That's where you wanna go. Instead of we used to go, that's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Then I came up with Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama, come on, pretty mama. That can be the old guy saying, let's get an RV and go to Florida, or you can be the little kid thinking his mama's pretty. So there you go with the widespread, you know, demographic appeal. It's ageless, you know.
Do you remember the first time you heard the song on the radio?
Oh, yeah. There was a contest in Los Angeles on a radio station that would play like four or five songs. And the song that got the most phone-in requests would become the song of the next week. They would play it in regular rotation. And so we had so many cousins and aunts and uncles, we easily won that contest. And that was Surfin', the song Surfin', and which I re-recorded on my 12 Sides of Summer album. Slightly different than the original, because we wanted to reimagine it, is the terminology they use. But Sam Hollander produced it, along with his sidekick, Josh. And he's doing extremely well with his Panic at the Disco, you know. He's gotten like an award from Billboard magazine. It's like the longest number one ever or something like that. And so, but he is the greatest guy to work with. And so, you know, I had a lot of fun doing the five songs with him and five songs on the album with our musical director, Scott Totten. And he did the arrangement of Rockaway Beach, Summertime Blues, and Here Comes the Sun, which is beautiful. And so, you know, had a great time doing this album.
Thanks for listening. Check out other episodes of Nostalgia Stories at WGNRadio.com/AntennaTV. Or for video versions of this podcast, go to YouTube.com/AntennaTV.